You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What a way to wake up this morning. Head pops off the pillow, grab the phone, open up Twitter, and what do I see? Only the wogiest of woge bombs as the Los Angeles Clippers and Philadelphia 76ers have completed a blockbuster trade, the second blockbuster trade of this trade deadline season, and we are still over 24 hours away from the actual deadline itself, but lo and behold, this trade directly affects the Sacramento Kings. Why? Because the 8th seed Los Angeles Clippers, who are above the Kings by just one game and who have beaten the Kings 3 times, are sacrificing today for a brighter tomorrow. They have traded away their above and beyond best player in Tobias Harris for a haul of draft picks, a haul of role players, and they have set themselves up nicely to have a very lucrative summer this year. But what does that mean? The door, the window, the freaking garage is wide open for the Sacramento Kings to punch their way into the Western Conference playoffs, end the drought, and bring playoff basketball back to Sacramento, California. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. The trade deadline season is just my absolute favorite freaking time of the year. It's chaotic, it's crazy, and for armchair GMs like me, it is just Christmas. It is candy. It is ice cream upon sweets, upon junk food, upon really good movies. It's just happiness. It is so much bliss, and I hope that you feel the same way as I do about this time of the year. I know so many people, their thumbs probably hurt from refreshing Twitter seemingly every 5 minutes, and it's only going to get worse and going to get more crazy as the deadline gets closer and closer. I firmly believe that the Sacramento Kings are going to make a move of some sort. James Hamm, NBC insider for the Sacramento Kings, and someone that you've heard on this podcast before, actually just recently here, has said that he believes that the Kings are going to make some kind of move. It might not be a blockbuster, but they're going to make some move. And if anything, this trade dropping last night has made that even more prevalent. The door's wide open, man. It's crazy. It's nuts. I was concerned with the fact that the Kings, the Lakers, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are on the outside looking in, and the fact that the Clippers are the team ahead of the Kings in the 8th seed, and the Clippers have already beaten the Kings 3 times this season. They are very talented. They were once at the top of the Western Conference. It looked like it was going to be a tough uphill battle for the Kings. Now, I know that they were capable of fighting and making their way into it, as I spoke about in yesterday's podcast after their big win over the San Antonio Spurs. They've won 3 straight. They've won their last 7 straight games at home. The Kings were certainly capable and had the talent of competing for a Western Conference playoff spot, but now the stars have aligned and everything is right there for the taking. It's just up for the Sacramento Kings, or up to the Sacramento Kings, rather, to take advantage of that. I'm getting ahead of myself, though, because I'm so excited. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. This is your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage each and every single weekday in bite-sized formats. If you're looking for in-depth information, trade deadline breakdowns, game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, this is the absolute right place for you. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings, and our airwaves are going to be buzzing all day long today after this trade with excited Kings fans that I know are looking at this opportunity and looking at this trade and licking their lips the same way I am, thinking the door is wide open. The opportunity is here. Playoff basketball could be coming to Sacramento. Now, there's still a lot of games to play, and there's still a lot of talent in the West. And just because the Clippers made this trade doesn't mean that they're just going to fold on the rest of the season and the players that are currently on that roster are just going to say, all right, we're just going to sit here and twiddle our thumbs and not care anymore. They're going to still be determined to hold on to that spot. And they did get some decent talent in return, mostly role players in Shamit and Wilson Chandler. But they clearly lost their best player, and they clearly are the immediate losers of this trade. But I'm not saying they're losers in general. In the short term, the Clippers have gotten worse, and they're aware of that. But they're setting themselves up for a very bright future in a lot of ways. So before we talk about the Kings aspect of this, Let's just talk about this draw, this trade specifically from a Clippers and from a Philadelphia 76ers standpoint. We'll start with the Clippers. So if they had made the playoffs this year, they would have lost their 2019 draft pick to the Boston Celtics. So them not making the playoffs, them making this trade, there's incentive there because they keep their draft pick. But the ultimate goal for the Clippers, they're in the LA market just like the Lakers are. And I'm sure they're tired of hearing, oh, the Lakers can buy all the talent that they want, but the Clippers can't because the Clippers are the ugly stepchild of LA, right? I'm sure they're approaching the situation like, we're in LA too. We have the same market, so we have the same market draws and same market value, so we should be able to use that to our advantage like Magic Johnson and the Los Angeles Lakers are. We've heard for a long time that the Clippers are very interested in acquiring Kawhi Leonard, that was their major target to go after this summer. Getting rid of Tobias Harris and essentially saying that they're not interested in bringing him back or are not going to try to bring him back on a long-term deal allows for them to have the cap space to go out and try and pay max money and attract Kawhi Leonard to come to the Los Angeles Clippers. And on top of that, the haul of draft picks that they got, two future firsts and two future second-round picks, they're going to be able to use to help entice a team like the New Orleans Pelicans. If the Pelicans don't get a trade done by the deadline to move on from Anthony Davis, which their saga going back and forth with the Los Angeles Lakers right now is extremely entertaining to watch, but I'm sure it's making Lakers fans and Pelicans fans pull their hair out with just how crazy and chaotic it is. But assuming that the Pelicans are not able to or choose not to move on from Anthony Davis here at the deadline and choose to wait till this summer to try and make a move, the Los Angeles Clippers have now become serious players with the amount of picks that they have and with the talent that is currently on their roster and the available cap space that they have. The Los Angeles Clippers were one of four teams that Anthony Davis said that he would re-sign with if he was traded there. So I'm sure them hearing that information, them getting that leak and getting that info might have been what prompted them or the final push for them to go ahead and to make a deal like this. They believe that they're significant players for Kawhi. They now believe they're significant players for Anthony Davis. Why wouldn't you mortgage your season this year? Why wouldn't you sacrifice maybe being an 8th or 7th seed and losing to the Warriors or losing to the Thunder or Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs in order to set yourself up to be a significant and serious star contender this summer and a serious threat for a deep playoff run next year? I totally understand why the Clippers are doing this. I'm sure Clippers fans might be a little bit frustrated immediately because they want to see postseason basketball there. They're probably concerned that they're going to be falling out of the playoff spot, but I'm sure a lot of Los Angeles Clippers fans are also seeing the writing that is on the wall, how the table has been set now for a potentially very lucrative summer. Now, they're also gambling the same way that the New York Knicks are gambling in a way, although the Clippers gamble is, in my opinion, significantly safer than what the Knicks are doing, in that both the Knicks and the Clippers are going to try and cash in big time this summer, and both may be going after the same guys. So it's going to be very, very fun to follow that this entire summer. But as for the Philadelphia 76ers now, they've acquired Tobias Harris, meaning they have a big three, really kind of a big four definitely a big four in Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Jimmy Butler. That is a damn good big four. And if those four are able to propel the 76ers to the next level, we're now looking at a serious contender to make the NBA Finals and challenge the Golden State Warriors or whoever makes it out of the West for an NBA championship. I like what the 76ers have done here. They're also running a little bit of a risk. However, according to reports from Adrian Wojnarowski, they're doing everything they can right now to try and budget and figure out a way to re-sign Tobias Harris and be able to get the four of them under contract so that they can keep that big four around long term. If they're able to do that, then this was a fantastic trade for Philly, and they could care less about future draft picks. If they're able to get a big four like that for the next few years, then those future draft picks aren't going to be all that valuable anyway, except for the 2021 Miami draft pick that was part of a deal, this deal here that I believe is going to have some significant value depending upon how good the Miami Heat are or not. But really, this is a good trade in my opinion for both teams. Immediately, One gets better, one gets worse, and it has the potential for both to get really, really good coming next season and future season. So I like that, but I'm also looking at this from a positive state of mind because it does have that direct effect on the Sacramento Kings. Guys, I know I've said it already like 10 times this podcast here in the first 10 minutes of recording, but the door is wide freaking open. And now it is up for the Kings to take that opportunity. The Clippers have made the decision for you in a way that the Kings can now comfortably go for it without having to sacrifice significantly for it, if that makes sense. Vlade Divac can keep to the plan, keep to the long-term development of a core to try and make the playoffs and try and be a championship in 2 to 3 years down the road. But he can make the playoffs right now without sacrificing any of that core. Now, I expect the Kings to make some sort of move here at the deadline, and they could. I don't know how much the Los Angeles Clippers are now selling, if maybe Danilo Gallinari is available. I don't know how interested the Kings are in trying to get Harrison Barnes off of the Dallas Mavericks. We know the Kings are connected to Otto Porter. There are so many options out there of what the Kings can do. They can also just use their cap space to take on a bad contract and try and get a future draft pick. I believe the Kings are going to make a move in some way, shape, or form. But even if the roster doesn't change one bit, which I don't think Vlade can get away with sitting on his hands and doing nothing here at the trade deadline, but even if this roster doesn't change at all and the same players that are on the roster today are the same players on the roster for the remainder of the season, with this Los Angeles Clippers trade and based off of the basketball that we've seen the Kings play here over the last three games especially, but really over the last couple of months, really all season long, the Kings can make the playoffs with this group. And I could care less if it's an 8th seed and a quick exit and a sweep by the Golden State Warriors. If the Kings make it, if Golden 1 Center gets to host Sacramento Kings playoff basketball, for the young guns to get playoff experience immediately and to be able to add the playoff team box or checked box to the Kings resume in order to attract a name or two in free agency this summer, if the Kings can knock all of those birds out with one stone, which is just punching their ticket to the postseason, I think the Kings need to go for it without hesitation. Dive headfirst. Go all in, but you don't have to gamble with any of your major chips. You're playing with house money at this point. Your core is there, and they're good enough to make it now that the Clippers have opened the door for you. The Kings did not have to push the door open by gambling and by moving away from a piece of their core in order to get a rental who might be the one that can be the battering ram to open that gate up. The Clippers have opened the door wide. It's time for the Kings to make their way in, to push their way through, and to do what we've been asking for, begging for years. That's just bring the playoffs back to Sacramento. The Kings have the longest playoff drought in the NBA right now. 12 straight seasons without the Kings making the postseason. They are the only team in the NBA right now with double digit or over a decade of not being in the playoffs. This is the best chance that they're going to get to be able to end that right now immediately. And I hope that they seize it, they take advantage of it, and they take it for the sake of their future and for the sake of this fan base that has stayed loyal, that continues to show up, that has gone through so much to keep the team here and deserves to be rewarded with that moment and that victory. Well, if every single Kings game from here on out didn't feel like a big deal before, it certainly does now after that Los Angeles Clippers trade and after the opportunity that is now staring the Kings right in the face. And it begins tonight as the Kings battle the Houston Rockets, who are in fifth place in the Western Conference, but only 3 games ahead of the Sacramento Kings, meaning they're catchable. Now, I'm not expecting the Kings to work their way into the fifth seed or into the sixth seed. It's it's potentially there. I mean, it's possible. So I'm not going to rule anything out, but that's not an expectation. And that's not even what I'm asking for. I'm just asking for the Kings to make their way into an eighth seed. But making up ground starts with winning games against teams in the Western Conference. And this is your first game since the Clippers have made this massive trade. Now, it is against the Houston Rockets. And the Rockets have been a team that in years past, the Kings have had a lot of trouble with. The Kings have played the Rockets already once this season. It was back in early November, and the Kings lost to the Rockets 132-112. They had no answer for James Harden, who finished with 34 points. The Kings were lit up from the three-point line. They gave up 23 pointers as the The Rockets went 42% from three, 20 for 47. They also shot 56% for the game, 46 of 81 from the field, got to the line 24 times. We know what the Rockets are trying to do, and the Rockets are a team that's built very similar to how the Sacramento Kings are built, in the sense that they like to push the tempo and they like to just outscore you. They don't really play. They have decent defenders on their roster, but they don't beat you with their defense. They beat you just by lighting you up in the scoring column, and they have a lot of talent able to do that. Of course, James Harden, the bearded one himself, being the major piece there. So I expect him to be a handful for the Kings. I expect Iman Shumpert to have a very busy night tonight, trying to handle the beard and trying to keep in front of him and keep him off of the free throw line, because we know how much James Harden gets to the line, how many foul calls he gets, and how prolific he is from the free throw line. He went 10 of 10 from the line earlier on in the win over the Kings this season. Chris Paul versus De'Aaron Fox, of course, a very fun battle to pay attention to. And Paul had 24 points and 9 assists against the Kings in their last matchup. So it's going to be a tough battle for this Kings squad to be able to figure out how to beat the Houston Rockets. But again, the opportunity is staring you right in the face. You're trying to win your 8th straight home game. You're trying to win 4 straight here on this current homestand. And while I would not say the Kings are favorited in this game by any means, and while most should probably put their money down on a Rockets victory, the Kings, I expect to have a renewed energy and a determination coming out in this one. Now, if they lose this game, of course, it's not the end of the world. There's still so many games to play, and you look at how they wrap up this road trip. They have a meeting with the Miami Heat, which are not that good in the East, and then they end the road trip with a battle against the Phoenix Suns, who are in the cellar of the Western Conference. So regardless, over these final three games of the homestand, I expect the Kings to get 2 of them. Now, if they beat the Houston Rockets tonight, I can see the Kings honestly going 6-0 during this road trip, during this homestand. And then they go out on a very difficult and significant road trip where they play 4 Western Conference teams, 3 ahead of them in the playoffs and 1 just behind them biting at their heels. It starts in Denver, then in Golden State, then Oklahoma City, and then it wraps up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Kings have 1 more game against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's in Sacramento on Friday, March 1st. That game potentially could have some major playoff implications, although depending upon how good the Clippers are after this trade, which I believe they're going to get significantly worse, I would almost expect the Kings or the Lakers or another team to have leapfrogged the Clippers by that point. And of course, the Kings, being in the 9th seed right now, are in the best opportunity to do that in the immediate future. Last night, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers got their asses handed to them by the Indiana Pacers. So the Kings have a little bit more separation in their current Western Conference standings playoff push, which is definitely a good thing to see. But there are a lot of hungry teams now in the West that, like the Kings, are seeing this Los Angeles Clippers trade and saying, there is our window. It is now open. The Kings have a 2.5 game lead over the Los Angeles Lakers and a full 3-game lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves. But that can evaporate very, very quickly, especially when you have meetings with both of those teams still remaining through the rest of this season. So if I'm the Sacramento Kings, I'm paying attention to the final 3 games of this homestand and thinking, this is a phenomenal opportunity for me right now to create some sort of safety net and to snatch this game or snatch this lead away from the Los Angeles Clippers immediately. immediately put pressure on the Clippers, who are going to be now trying to figure out what they are. And like I said earlier, the Clippers are not folding. The Clippers are not going to, the players themselves and Doc Rivers are not going to see the fact that they traded Tobias Harris and go, well, it's been a fun season. We're just going to twiddle our thumbs and do nothing. We're not going to care anymore. They're still going to do everything that they can to push the Kings, push the Lakers, push the Timberwolves back, and even try and catch the Utah Jazz, who are only a half a game above them in the seventh seed. They're going to still compete as hard as they can to hold on to that spot. But comparing the Clippers roster right now after that trade to the Kings roster and how the Kings have been playing, comparing the Clippers roster after that trade to the Los Angeles Lakers roster, comparing the Clippers roster after that trade to the Minnesota Timberwolves roster, I would say all three of those teams that I just listed have a better roster and have more significant talent than the Clippers do right now, and I would be more comfortable with all three of those teams uprooting the Clippers than the Clippers being able to hold all three of them back. Again, the Kings at 28-25 are only a game back of Los Angeles and that eighth seed. They have the best opportunity right now in the midst of a homestand with very winnable games coming up here to snatch that eighth seed away and to be the one inside the castle trying to hold on and push the others back. It's a phenomenal opportunity, and this is something that we haven't seen for the Kings in so freaking long that I could not be more fired up to be able to watch this game tonight inside the Golden 1 Center. I could not be more fired up to see how everything plays out. And now there's an era, or there's an era of expectation to things. Again, I want to remind you that the Kings are playing with house money. If the Kings make the playoffs this year, it will be so much of a tremendous achievement from last year and from years past to this year that we might throw a parade for that alone, even if the Kings are a quick four-game sweep exit from the playoffs themselves. The fact that the Kings have gone from being a team that was expected to be the worst team in the Western Conference this year and win only 25 games to now a serious contender and threat to be in the playoffs is just such an incredible turnaround, such an incredible revelation for Kings fans, such a great feeling that you can pile into the Golden 1 Center for games in early to mid-February through the remainder of this month and through March that are going to be significant as this team is in a legitimate race. We have not had a legitimate race for this Kings team in so freaking long that even if the Kings lose out and even if fans have to deal with the disappointment of the Kings just coming up short, even if we have to deal with that, the fact that we are here is already 10 times more worth the frustration and the disappointment of the last 12 plus years that Kings fans and the Kings organization themselves have gone through. Expect a move by the Sacramento Kings here at the trade deadline. Expect extra effort from these Kings players here tonight, because I know they're aware of this trade and they're aware of the opportunity. I know Dave Yeager and his coaching staff are aware of the opportunity, and I guarantee you Vlade Divac is looking at the situation, how things have changed, and he is thinking, the door is wide open for me. Now I can make the right move to bring in the talent that I need to make the playoff push this year and still set me up nicely for a bright and shining future. It's a good time to be a Sacramento Kings fan. It's a good time for the trade deadline to come around, and it is a good time for you to be a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On NBA and all the local Locked On NBA podcasts are going absolutely bonkers with all this trade stuff. I encourage you, even if you're just a diehard Kings fan and could care less about the rest of the NBA, go and check out some of the local podcasts. Go and check out and listen to Locked On Clippers today. Listen to Locked On 76ers today and find out what they're talking about, how they're approaching the remainder of this season. I think Locked On Clippers is going to be a phenomenal listen for the remainder of this week to hear from their perspective how this trade affects their immediate future and their distant future. Will the guys from the Locked On Clippers podcast come on and say, you know what, we're aware that the playoff push is probably very unlikely here in LA, because if they say that, then that makes you even more comfortable that the Kings can be snatching that spot away. So things are very, very exciting on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are also doing our first ever live Locked On podcast or Locked On NBA live stream show that'll happen on the trade deadline, happening today and tomorrow. You're going to want to check this out. If you go on, if you find on YouTube, Locked On NBA. Just look up Locked On NBA on YouTube and you'll find the Locked On NBA channel. They'll be starting a live stream there. I will be making appearance as well as a bunch of the local experts will be making an appearance. If anything goes down with the Sacramento Kings, I'll be on there to talk about it. And of course, I will be here on the Locked On Kings podcast to talk about it again. We might be doing something different tomorrow. We might do a very, very brief and quick Locked On Kings podcast tomorrow morning to just recap this Kings and Houston Rockets game. I'm talking maybe like 10 to 15 minutes. And then we might be doing a podcast, or actually, I guarantee you, we will be doing a podcast later in the day tomorrow after the trade deadline has completed. And we'll talk about all the moves in the NBA. If there's any moves that go down for the Sacramento Kings, we will discuss it all tomorrow. So maybe you're getting two podcasts. If not, I guarantee you, you're getting a post-trade deadline podcast that you're going to want to come back for. If you can't tell by my voice and if you can't tell by just the excitement level of this podcast all day here today, it's a phenomenal time right now to be in Sacramento, to be a NBA media member, to be someone who covers the Sacramento Kings team, and to be someone who has been a diehard fan of this Kings team for a very, very long time. I know there are so many dedicated fans here in Sacramento and even outside of Sacramento that are desperate to see this Kings team punch their ticket to the postseason and to see this Kings team play meaningful basketball. And from here on out, these games have just gotten about as meaningful as they possibly can for this Kings squad. So all I can say is enjoy the ride and be sure you keep it right here on the Locked On Kings podcast throughout all of it. Until next time, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Keep it tuned into the Locked On Podcast Network for the next 48 hours. Come back tomorrow. We would love to have you. Share the podcast with any friends that you know that are Kings fans. You can also reach out to me at any time on social media at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. You can also reach me via email, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. If you're interested in being in our fans-only podcast coming up here in a few weeks, let me know and send me an email or tweet me saying that you're interested in being on the show. I'll get you on the list. There's so much for you to be involved in. Take advantage of it. This is just as much your platform as it is mine. Be a part of the show. Be a part of this bright Sacramento Kings future. I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast,
part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.